welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 91, 10 Ways Scrap Yarn Helps with Home Repairs. And let's see, I've been knitting Moonfleet, and that's about it. I'm loving it. It's a really fantastic pattern, but I've been really, really busy lately, so I'm just trying to keep up, and it's been a challenge. The good thing about mystery knit-alongs is that they keep you going with the knitting when life gets crazy. But the bad thing is there's one more thing on the plate that you have to do when life gets crazy. But I think if I didn't keep up with some kind of knitting, I'd be even crazier. And that's not a good thing. But the reasons that I'm sort of crazy busy lately is I sold the book of Overthrowing Sabao, my fantasy novel. Paranormal romance. That's the genre it's sold under. Paranormal romance novel. And I sold a chapter to the book The Complete Guide to Writing Horror. So one of the chapters in that is going to be mine. It's kind of, it's an anthology. It's put together from a bunch of authors and it's coming out from Dragon Moon Press. And I'm excited about that. But that's a lot of editing and rewriting. And that gives me really little time for knitting. And I started a book review site at forloveofreading.com. The first book is Frugal and Focused Tweeting for Retailers by Carolyn Howard Johnson. And she has a lot of good information for people with small businesses like Etsy shops and the like. So I put a video promo of her work on the Knit Spirit website. And I'm going to have her on my other show, The Writing Cast, in early August. I think August 1st I'm having her on the show. So I'll call that out when it's a little closer and I'll link to it. And around here, we're also doing stuff around the house. Because it's a perfect time when everything goes kablooey to start with home renovations. And summer is just the right season for heavy physical labor, isn't it? It started because a new law was passed in New York requiring braces for air conditioners. You couldn't have them just locked into the windowsill and you couldn't have anything supporting them other than proper braces. Every air conditioner needs to be braced, or every window-bound air conditioner needs to be braced. And the air conditioner we had was about 16 years old, so we got a new one. And that sort of started the whole snowball effect. These things always start a snowball effect. So now we're doing kitchen chairs, and we're redoing all of the carpeting, and it's just a lot of stuff. Just, you know, a little this, a little that. It takes a while to get it all done. But all of this means I'm moving stuff around, we're organizing stuff, and trying again to knit down the stash. I've realized my stash has yet again started to grow, though I had thought I was getting on top of it. It's been taking over. So I want to try again to knit down the stash. And a lot of the stash is scrap, which is probably why it's taking over, even though I keep thinking I'm doing more projects than I'm buying yarn for, so I should be getting ahead. But a lot of it's scrap and partials. So I've come up with a list of uses for scrap yarn relevant to the work at hand. The first, of course, is granny square afghans. They're always decorative. They're always beautiful. They're always nice to have around the house. And incidentally, knitters can do all sorts of variations of these. The Warm Up America website has it for their patterns. But my favorite, because it's completely gaugeless, and I love gaugeless patterns, is so you cast on 3 stitches, and then you knit across, purl back. You always purl back. You always purl the wrong side row. Although you could do this as a garter stitch if you want to, and then you're going to knit the wrong side row. But either way, the right side row, you knit one, make one, knit one, make one, knit one. Whichever you're going to do back, knit or purl, go back. And then knit one, make one, knit to the last stitch, make one, knit one. And you just keep doing this, increasing at the opposite ends every other row. So you're forming kind of a triangle starting at the point until the edge of the triangle equals the side of one of your intended squares. And if you can hear a cat, I apologize. She's just being a chatty kitty tonight. And once you reach the point where it is the length of the side of the triangle equals the length of the side of your desired square, then on the next right side row, you knit one, knit two together, knit until you have 3 stitches left, slip, slip, knit, knit one, work back, and you keep doing that, decreasing at opposite ends until you have 3 stitches remaining and you bind off. And you can then just sew your squares together and make a nice little blanket, and it's great for scrap gans and things like that. You can change color midway. It's really pretty. So that's one use of yarn with home decor. Second, you can make hair ties. Knitters can either cast on and then bind right off, or they can do I-cord. Crocheters can just do a chain. They might want to do a row of single crochets going back. This is great for keeping the hair out of your face while you're installing a toilet bowl seat. I speak from experience here. And they double as bookmarks. Cat distraction exercise equipment. You should never let a cat play with yarn because the fiber can wrap around their intestines and that can really get them sick. But you can hang one well out of reach, swinging in the breeze, and let them jump at it until they exhaust themselves. Rather than having them join you, standing on the edge of the tub while you're hanging shower curtains. I hung my yarn from the top of a stepladder, then I changed it to hang from the curtain rod when it was time to clean the light fixtures. You can use scrap yarn for tying up magazines for recycling. This would normally be a bad use for socks that rock, except the skein I was using came with 9 knots, and I couldn't really find any love in my heart for this thing. The replacement skein became a lovely pair of socks a while ago. Item 5, hanging the cheat sheet of instructions from the air conditioner remote control. This remote was apparently designed for either super brilliant, super lazy people or Stephen Hawking. I appreciate that I can set the temperature, the fan speed, the rate of temperature change, and the air purifier from my bed, but really, I need a class in turning the stupid thing on. Too many weird buttons. I still don't understand why an air conditioner needs a remote control. How many times are you going to be flipping fan speeds? Ooh, I wonder what's on speed 3 now. Item 6. A leftover half skein is great for propping open a self-locking door when moving things in and out of the building. I suggest putting it on top by the hinges, and that way it holds the door more fully open than if you just had it sitting on the bottom on the floor. And that way you can also reuse the yarn. A substantial stash makes a great palette for choosing colors to take as samples to the carpet store. Yes, I'd like the bedrooms in Malabrigo blue, please. 8. You can string parts like nuts in a kind of bracelet with a clasp to not lose them and so you can get easy access to them as you're working. A leftover swatch can hold nails in the same way a needle case holds sewing needles. It's really useful for those with really helpful cats. Alas, it's not so good for keeping track of screwdrivers, which is what my cats tend to roll off with. 9. A nice dense yarn cake can hold down the instructions for assembling stuff so that they don't blow away. 10. Yarn can and should be used to tie down the roommate to keep her from coming up with any more home improvement projects. Well, I've got some bookcases to go empty, so until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.